1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in mega grace.
With all my heart.
He told them in Philippians 3, therefore do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be harmless and blameless children of God, shining as lights in a perverse and wicked amongst a perverse and wicked generation. Paul said he learned to glory in stuff that most folk be shamed in. Most folk be trying to be complaining about. When Paul was instructed and told the secret, he said, therefore, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to glory in reproaches, in infirmities, in necessities, in persecutions, all this stuff we hate. He said, I'm a glory in it, because when I am weak, then am I strong. And the glory rests upon you. Come on, this is the path. This is the preparation for the mega grace, for the greater grace. Amen, where you start to really test the parameters of your destiny, of your life. I'm telling you tonight, there's much more to your life than you've experienced. Amen. Much more to your life in Christ than you have possessed to this point. And it's called mega grace. Now, in James chapter 4, verse 5. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy, but he gives more grace. There's that word grace again. But he gives more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resists the proud. Okay? But he gives grace unto the humble. Now, remember in Deuteronomy 8, what God led you through these years in the wilderness, number one, to do what? Humble you. Is that right? Come on, is that right? Amen. The first thing God wants to do is humble us. He's not, wilderness is not an indication that God is mad at you. It's an indication he's trying to prepare you. I said God is preparing you for something much greater. But he can't put the new wine in an old wineskin. He can't put more on you than you can bear. Because it says here that he resists the proud. God himself resists the proud. I said, God himself resists the proud. Proverbs talks about how that pride goeth before destruction. Is that right? And a haughty spirit before a fall. There are seven things that God, the Bible says that God hates. And one of them is a proud look. Amen. That's why when Paul received all that from God, he also was allowed a messenger of Satan, a thorn, to buffet him. Because God loved him. See, some stuff God allows in your life because he loves you. Hello? I tell you, we need to understand these things and not think like the world. Our lives are not just a linear line, just a straight line. No, our lives are multifaceted. Thank God for his manifold wisdom, how he's led us, how certain things we thought should happen never happened. Because God knew better. And some things we never expected to happen, happened. Because God knew that that was what was for us and that was part of our destiny. Amen. Amen? But he resists the proud. God resists the proud. The cardinal sin was Lucifer's sin. I will exalt my throne. He wanted to do it himself. And so that sin has come in upon mankind. And it says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace. Grace is given, this mega charis, megalia charis is the Greek. The great grace is given to the humble. So the reason God has suffered you to hunger, the reason God has allowed you to be with just manna, which is an indication of a wilderness where, you know, almost seems like some dreams have been extinguished, but they're not. It's just a time of wilderness. See, your word, the word you have, tell someone, please, right now, don't let go of the word. You have a word from God. All of us have a word from God. You might have forgotten it. You need to ask the Holy Ghost to quicken you to remember some of the stuff God told you. I said that God has said to you. You might not even been listening, but he was talking to you. Amen. There's a destiny for you, but that word is what's going to drive you to finish. That word cannot be defeated. That's what Joseph held on to before he was thrown into the pit. And I know he held on to that word because he went from start to finish. See, the first thing God did with him to prove him and to humble him is he first showed him everything, or a first fruit, or a, what's the word I'm looking for? A foretaste. Thank you. A foretaste. He showed him a foretaste with the coat of many colors, with the dreams. But then right from there, he started him at square one. I've shown you. Now I'm going to put you at the bottom. Hello? Now go through this wilderness. I know he had to hold on to that word because he made it. He wouldn't have made it without the word. Had he let go of the word, he wouldn't have made it. Tell somebody, hold on to your word. I don't care what things look like. It don't matter what you feel like. Every now and then, remind yourself of that word. God told me. God said it. Amen. His word won't return unto him void. It will accomplish what he promised, what he sent it to accomplish. Amen. But I'm just going through a wilderness right now. He's working something in me and out of me in preparation. Joseph cried with strong crying. Please don't do this to me. But they sold him. Their intention was to kill him. But you can't kill the word. Amen. I said, you can't kill the word. Amen. They tried to kill John, but his time wasn't yet. They boiled him in oil. Oil didn't harm him. They had to exile John. Tell somebody, you ain't done? You ain't dying. There's too much left for you to do. Amen. We still have to cross over completely into manifestation. Tell somebody, show me the money. That makes it real simple, right? There's manifestations that have to take place. Joseph cried with a loud cry, agonizing cry, please. But they sold him. He was on his road to destiny. Time for his wilderness. His flesh had to die. He was a young man, full of ambition. How many know ambition knows no father? He had to die to his ambitions. He had a reputation of interpreting dreams. But when God had put the final touches on him, 2 years he was alone. We didn't hear nothing from him. God was dealing with him, putting the final touches. When he stood before the Pharaoh said, I understand. Let me paraphrase. I understand you can tell a man his dreams. He said, not me. Amen. He said, it ain't in me. Amen. Come on. That was a far cry from when he first started. He said, y'all gonna bow to me. When God finished with him, he said, it ain't in me. I know God was finished. That's right. That's humility. He humbled him. He emptied him. And he put that mega grace in him. Amen. I want you to know that's what God's doing in you right now. I speak by the Holy Spirit. That is what God is doing right now. Preparing you. There is time. There are prosperous years ahead. But prosperity without purpose can be very wasteful. So we must know the purpose. Must be wise stewards. Let's continue on in verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, let's pause there a minute. See, we sometimes get this backwards. We sometimes leave part of this verse out. You know, in Philippians 4 and 13, I believe it is, 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It is God's will to strengthen you. I said it is God's will to strengthen you to be able to do all things. But go back to that other verse. It's God will strengthen you. But see, we tend to take, resist the devil and he will flee from you first. And you very seldom hear people quote that whole verse. Because the strength of God will come from first submitting yourself to God. Amen. That's what your wilderness is all about. You get your, see, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Ah, oh, I wish somebody could get that. It comes through learning to submit to God in every situation. See, some of us don't wait. Don't misconstrue this. But some of us don't wait long enough for God to move. We're like Saul. We get anxious about stuff. We got to do something. So we try to resist the devil without first submitting unto God. And you got a mess on your hands. But oh, when you learn to submit to God first. Don't you know even the peace that you receive through submitting to God becomes a weapon. And you bruise Satan under your feet with peace. That's when Zion, before she travails, brings forth. But this has to be taught to us in the wilderness. Submit yourselves to God. Learn that you don't live by bread alone. Learn that it's not your job. Thank God for the job. Thank God for good jobs. Thank God for income. We do thank God for all these things. But it's not about that. It's about a heart condition. It's about a focus. It's about where your affections are set. And that's what the wilderness, God wants first place. The only place. All these other things he'll add. You see, when you take your proper place, everything in your life starts to take its proper place. A mega grace. David had men around him that were stronger than him. Yeah, one brother slew 800 by himself. So much so that the sword clave to his hand. They couldn't get the sword out of his hand. One guy slew a lion like man in a pit on a snowy day with a spear. I mean, there were those that slew all kinds of people. They were mightier than David. But because David found his place and he was secure in who he was, they came to David and they found their place. See, stuff gets out of whack in your life because you ain't found your place. You fighting the devil, but you're not submitted to God. If you first submit to God, if you allow that wilderness to do the work on you that it needs to do, and you find your place, everything in your life starts to line up in a harmony. Your life becomes like a song. Amen. It becomes a song. It becomes a melody. The path of wisdom is a pleasant path. Not that you don't have challenges, but it's orchestrated by God. It's not complicated. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-THANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.